Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, folks. Back again today. This is a weekday show, so the shows will not be happening on the weekends because, you know what, I have better things to do with my time. I spend time with my kids, or I write, which I should really finish that next book, huh? Today's podcast is going to be about knowing when someone's cheating on you, or knowing when spending time with somebody isn't worth your time. Okay, first thing I'm going to say is, if you're with somebody that just kind of back burners you, there's probably stuff going on in their head that you don't know about. Try to get through to that. If you cannot get through to that and they just constantly back burner you for other things or other people, especially other people, it's not worth your time. Call it quits. There's other things that you can be doing in your life that benefit you and those around you, as opposed to wasting your time trying to get this person's attention or to get affection or to even just have a conversation with them. There's just no point to it. How to know when somebody's cheating on you. Some of us have that gut instinct when something is wrong. Something has gone wrong in the relationship. Married for 10 years. Guy cheated on me four times. I'm the idiot that stayed with him. It constantly happened. The last girl thought she was, you know, Little Miss Perfect and that, you know, it would never happen to her. And you know what? Turns out she was the one messing around on him. He couldn't really blame her because he was doing the same thing with me. And at one point I looked at her and I said, "You really think you're all that different? I guarantee you the same thing's going to happen to you. You're not the first, honey, and I can guarantee you you won't be the last." That's all I had to say. I knew when things started going wrong, when I couldn't even get the man to hug me, let alone give me a kiss or a peck on the cheek or anything. I thought something was wrong with me. So, of course, you question everything that's going wrong with you. No, not the case. Issue is it's usually because they found somebody else or aren't just aren't interested in anymore. My life was completely flipped upside down the last couple of years. I had no idea which end was up and which end was down. One thing I noticed was the late night conversations that he would be, you know, he'd be texting and hiding his phone from me so that I couldn't see. Or I'd wake up in the middle of the night and he'd be upstairs getting off the phone real quick. Or, hell, New Year's Eve. Right before that clock struck midnight. He was ready to freaking haul ass out the house. Special occasions. Hell, my birthday was a complete, total disaster. My birthday was about him, not me. Which, you know, that occasionally happens. But this was a little overboard. It's little subtle things. Like, they want to spend time with their friends or away from the house. Yes, occasionally people do need that. They do need that release. But if it's a constant thing where you don't want to be around your significant other at all, then something's going on. Or you're gone for hours on end doing an errand or, you know, taking care of stuff at work. Something's going on. will tell you this, ladies. If a guy cannot kiss you when he walks in the door or when he sees you or just randomly, you know, puts his arm around you or pays, you know, that slight little affection, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It's those little things that count that are the big things. If he can't do any of that little stuff and that's what you need in the relationship or that's what you want in a relationship, then that's not the person you need to be with. The same thing for the guys. I'm sorry, if she's freaking Tasmanian devil one day and then kissing your ass and going all after you the next, something's wrong. Something's going on. Either she's off her meds or she's not really into the relationship. You've got to make a point when, if you're not ready to commit to somebody fully with that the rest of your life, or even for the next couple of months or so, to see where things go. If you're not ready for that, then don't freaking date. I'm not going to say don't date. I'm going to say don't get into a serious relationship. Serious relationship is when the only people that you two are talking to are each other. It's like a best friend thing. Or it's like, well, you know, I really want this person's opinion on how I look in this picture. Or, you know, I want to know what they're doing today. Or stuff like that. When you close your eyes, first person you think of, within the first 5 minutes of closing your eyes, 5 minutes is what it takes. 5 minutes determines where your heart is. And if your heart is not sitting next to you or right there that you're in a relationship with, then I guess you don't need to be there. Don't waste somebody else's time because you can't give them what they need or what they want in life, especially in a relationship. And the girls that just want financial support, I'm sorry, it's called sugar daddies. If you can find a rich old guy that will give you whatever you want and does not expect a damn thing from you, congratulations. You're officially a hooker. Well, I guess you wouldn't be considered a hooker if you're not giving it up. But hey, you know, you're at least something. And as far as guys, if the only thing that you're interested in is the way a woman looks or the way her body is, you're an asshole. Because I'll tell you right now, once you have a kid, you're going to have a dad bod unless you bust your ass. And I'm sorry, if you're busting your ass 24/7 to make sure you look good, you're obviously not taking care of that kid. And if you are, good job. You're doing it the right way. But if she's got a freaking tight, toned little body, she's got nothing better to do with her time. Or she's too focused on her physical appearance. Being healthy is one thing. Eating healthy, exercising, that's healthy. But when you take it to an extreme to where every part of your body is fit and toned and there's not a single thing of fat on you, there's something wrong. Because I can guarantee you, in a relationship like that, eventually somebody's going to go for somebody that's overweight or that isn't completely aesthetically pleasing. Because as humanity, we're not just attracted to physical appearance. We are majorly attracted to brains, basically. Somebody to have an intelligent conversation, somebody to have that connection. There's not a lot that can be said or done about, oh, well, this chick's prettier than me, I'm out of the league. No, you're not, honey. There's plenty of other men that, out there that would absolutely love to have you. Same thing for the guys. You think that just because of your insecurities of one relationship where you're pretty much backed into a corner and you feel awful about yourself. You should never feel awful about yourself. You should never feel down about yourself in any relationship. There is absolutely no excuse because it's not a relationship then. Part of being in a relationship is building somebody up that is having a bad day or doesn't feel good about themselves, because you're there to help them. You're there to be with them. It's a friendship. You wouldn't, you know, sit there and diss a friend and treat them like crap and say, oh, well, you know what, I drug you down into the pit and, well, yeah, fuck you. You're on your own. No, that's not how a friendship works. And if you got friends like that, ditch them real quick. I'm only doing a 15-minute show today, so I'm not going to continue to go on and on about this. But if you suspect somebody of cheating, until you have physical proof that they are actually doing it, don't make your life a hell or theirs. Just get out of the relationship. If you have that big of a trust issue with someone, don't be in the That's all I got for you guys today. If you're not happy, get the fuck out. You're not happy in a relationship? Plenty of other people that would love to have you, that will make you happy, and that you can make happy. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.